blessing it is to know Christ, have Christ in your heart, to be saved, and to know that Christ lives inside of you. Amen. You're not saved tonight. I hope that you will open your heart, trust Him tonight in your salvation. Don't delay it. Don't put it off. Amen? Amen. Trust Christ. Be saved. The earlier, the better. Amen? The sooner, the better. Trust Christ and be saved. Take your Bible tonight, please, to Luke chapter 2. The book of Luke chapter 2. I want to speak tonight on a man who waited for Jesus' birth all his life. A man who waited for the birth of Christ all of his life. I want to talk about this man tonight, and I want to preach on this man. His name is Simeon in the Bible, and I want you to see what God did through Simeon. I realize tonight that it's a little harder for you to see your Bible, and I realize it's a little easier for you to go to sleep. And I haven't been preaching 34 years to not know these things, amen? But I want to give you something I think will be a help and a blessing to your heart tonight. As we enter into yet another Christmas season, we don't want to lose the miracle of God in what He's done. And if you're saved here tonight, you don't want to lose the miracle of what God did in your heart and in your soul that day when you met Him. And there's a man like that in the Bible who was just lived in amazement and wonder at the birth. Let's look at Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse number 22, and follow along tonight as I read as best you can. Notice verse 22. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Now, Lord, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Let's bow in prayer tonight. Heavenly Father, thank you for the word tonight, and thank you for the privilege to open it. And Lord, tonight as we look into the life of a man who waited for this birth all his life, I pray tonight that you give us that kind of desire and hunger for the Lord Jesus. Lord, this Christmas, Lord, I ask, and use it in each one of our hearts and our lives, to make us better, to make us closer to you than we've ever been before in all our lives. Help us to put aside anything, Lord, that would interfere with our love and our relationship with you. Lord, make us, Lord, what we ought to be. For that one who's not saved tonight, I pray tonight they'd hunger and desire for salvation. I pray they'd open their heart and be saved tonight. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible tells us here the story of what happened after Jesus' birth. According to the law, the Bible told the Jews that they were to go and offer a sacrifice in the temple to the Lord. And that sacrifice would be either a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, depending on their financial ability to what they could do. And the Bible tells us about somebody, a man who was there in the temple, and he was waiting there in the temple. His name was Simeon. The Bible declares him, the Bible tells us he was a just man. He was a devout man. He loved God. And the Bible says something interesting about this man in verse number 25. It tells us that he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. He was waiting for something. He was not busy like all the rest in the temple were. He wasn't there for the service of the temple. And he wasn't there for a lot of things. He was there waiting for the consolation of Israel. In other words, the word consolation means he was waiting for the peace, for what God was going to do in the hearts and lives of people. That's what he was there for. He was a just man. He was a devout man. And I began to wonder, why was Simeon in the temple that day? Why was he there? Did he have a purpose to be there? Was he exchanging sacrifices, or was he praying in the temple? What was he doing there? And the Bible says he was doing one thing there. He was waiting. He was waiting. He wasn't busy about doing other things. He was waiting for something. Now, when we understand waiting in the Bible, we do not understand that a person that's waiting is stalling. It is a temporary move. While it's like being at a stoplight. In other words, you're at the stoplight, but you're not in park. You are ready to still go. You are still ready. You have a purpose by which you are going to continue forward. And the Bible tells us here that this Simeon here, he was not waiting as you would with no heart. He was waiting and looking for something. See, I think Simeon knew, because he was filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was upon him. And I believe God was working in his life, and God was real to him. And he gave his whole life to go to the temple. And I could see day after day, Simeon going to the temple. And what was he doing? He was waiting. He was watching. He knew Messiah had come. He knew the very place. He knew the time. He knew the day. Or at least he knew the approximate time when Jesus was going to come. And he went to the temple because he knew. He knew that Mary and Joseph would bring him there. He knew that that was the place where Jesus could be seen with his eyes. And the Bible tells us that God told him before this, you cannot die. You will not die until your eyes look on Jesus the Messiah. You're not going to die until then. He waited and he waited. And I think oftentimes, I think day after day, he probably went back day after day, looking in the temple, scanning the crowd, scanning the people. Is Jesus here? Is Jesus here? You see, I think Simeon depicts two different types of Christians today. I think there are some Christians who are in the temple, they're busy serving the Lord. But I believe Simeon was one who was not only busy, but he was busy, one, seeking for the Lord. He didn't just want to be in the temple serving. He wanted to have a heart that would seek after Christ and find him. And that is the whole difference in what a real Christian is. And once you're saved, can I tell you what? You may be saved, but don't quit waiting on God in your life. And here is Simeon. He's waiting. He's waiting. He is just waiting. He knows he can't die. And I don't know if this is really accurate, but from the text, he seems like he's ready to go to heaven. He seems like he's got this heart in him. And you know, I've heard the testimony of many Christians when they come to the end of their life, they say, I'm ready to go. There's this peace and this preparation in their mind and their heart, and they are ready. And I think Simeon reached this point in his life. He said, you know, I've been waiting for Jesus all my life, and I'd like to die and go to heaven, but I can't, because God told me you're not going to die until you see Jesus. So he waited, and he waited, and he waited. But one day, there he came, bundled in Mary's arms. They took probably the sacrifice that they had made and brought him to the temple. And I think Simeon was standing back. And I think he said, there's a Messiah. There's a Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. And the Bible says that Simeon saw the child. Can you imagine what joy entered his soul? Can you imagine a life of waiting, a just man, a faithful man, waiting for Jesus to come, waiting. And finally, one day, all the wait culminated in his eyes, catching a glimpse of Jesus. You know, the Bible doesn't say that anybody else in the temple was looking for him except him, Simeon. And as Mary and Joseph made that sacrifice, as the law demanded, when he came out, the Bible says Simeon went up and he took the baby in his arms. He said, let me have that baby. And can you imagine waiting for something all of your life, praying, asking God? And by the way, he wasn't asking for himself, because soon as he saw Christ, he was done. His life was over. But why was he asking? What was he waiting for? The Bible tells us he was waiting in verse number 31. He said, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. You know what he was waiting for? He was waiting so that the world could see what he saw in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he looked at Jesus, do you know what he saw? He saw a light. A light that would lighten who? The Gentiles. Can I tell you what? There was a special court there in the temple that was just for the Gentiles. It was a special court called the Court of the Gentiles. And the Jews even welcomed the Gentiles to come into that court where they could pray and seek the Lord. But even here, Simeon said, this is a little light. It's going to lighten the world. It's a dark world. It's a world full of sin. It's a world full of trouble. It's a world full of fear, hate, anger, violence. He said, what they need is what I have in my arms, this little baby. And he said, I've been waiting all my life. Can I tell you what? There's some things in life worth waiting for. And there's some things in life worth giving all your life to wait for, because I believe it was potentially by the prayers of this just Simeon that God said, yep, you know what? It's time. I want Simeon to to see the light of the world. You know what, dear friend? There's a God that still wants you and I to see the light of the world. The light of the world is Jesus. He is the great light of this world. He is that light. And by the way, he tells them, yea, a sword will pierce through your soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. He said, this baby that's come, he is going to work into the hearts of man. He's going to shoot into man this understanding that you are a sinner. He's going to shoot. He is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart of man. And when he came, there he was in the very eyes of this man who waited all his life to see Jesus. Can I tell you what? It's worth it to wait all your life in prayer for that uncle, that aunt, that sister, that brother who needs the light of Christ in their life. It's worth it to wait in prayer, because let me tell you something, the culmination of prayers, God answers. Just like we saw Simeon's life, he took Jesus, held him in his arms, and he was looking at the answers of a lifelong of prayer. And Christian, I want to tell you something today. That same God desires to be a light to you and a light in your heart and in your life. And if you are in your heart and in your life, you see no light in there, it's because you need to take the babe in your arms, so to speak. You need to look into his eyes and see who Jesus is. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Just because he was wrapped in a baby blanket does not mean that he wasn't still a King and a Lord and the Savior of the world. And what Simeon saw is exactly what this whole world needs to see. They need to see a light to the heart and the mind of every person. He is a light. He is your light. If you're here today and you're saved and you know Christ, you have something to thank God for, because the light of Christ shined in your heart. One day, by the Holy Spirit, you were able to see the light of Christ that you needed. You were able to see it one day. But can I tell you what? There are so many and still people out there who live in the darkness of this world and have no light in their soul. The light of Christ needs to enter into every heart and every life. And you know what? If a person will open their heart and ask God to come in and save them, wash them of their sins, that light can come into their soul and wash them clean and save them from all their sin. What a wonderful thought. What a powerful thing it is to know that all it took was one look at the Lord Jesus. You know, the Bible even reminds us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the light of Christ. And may I tell you what? Sometimes as a Christian, we just kind of forget. We just kind of forget that there is a light in us. Because that light never goes away. Christ, when he comes in, he's there for good. You can't sin enough to kick God out of your heart. You're saved forever. Thank God. He is an inextinguishable light. And he is a light that Simeon prayed for to the Gentiles, to the whole world, not just his own. He came into his own, but he came for you and me too. He came that we could be saved, that we could know him in our hearts. And I want to say to you today, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, why don't you make him your light in your heart tonight. Amen. See, tomorrow's Christmas Day. Tomorrow is not just a day of gifts. Tomorrow is not just a day of food and fun and family. And thank God for that. That's a joy of Christmas. But I'm going to tell you something. Tomorrow is a picture of a day when Jesus Christ was born in this earth for one reason. For one reason. To save people from their sins and to be a light to their life and their soul. And may I tell you, if you're here tonight, you've never received him tonight, why don't you open your heart tonight? Why don't you let him come in and save you? Why don't you let him come in and be the light that Simeon was waiting for all his life? And when he took that little baby up in his arms, he saw him, he said, now I'm ready to go. And can I tell you something? The day that you get a good glimpse of Jesus, that's going to be the day when you know you're ready to go to heaven. When you know that it's settled in your heart. And if you're not saved tonight, why don't you come and be saved and trust him as your Savior tonight? Let's bow our heads. Let's close our eyes.